Welcome to the words of my soul. Before we begin with today's writings, I ask that you close your eyes and allow the tonality of my voice to elevate you as I grant you spiritual access into my thoughts, my experiences, and my teachings. I speak into existence healing over your mind, your body, your heart, and your soul, so that you may vibrate on the highest frequencies. I manifest love and light over you during this journey of truth and discovery. You are worthy of the life you desire. You are powerful in your ability to transform. You are open to receive the activations within my words. Open your eyes and let's begin. Hello, 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 and thank you so much for tuning in to the words of my soul. You're not really going to stomach this particular episode too well if you have a fear of the truth. Because today, I'm going to be speaking to a specific mindset, because I received a download today and I really need to touch and impact someone's life. I really need you to hear from someone you don't know but knows you and can reach you. I want you to embrace what I'm about to say, because the only reason you're not gonna like it is because it's the truth. You are walking around very angry. You're very angry. And you can blame it on your job that you continue to go to. And you can blame it on that relationship that you really shouldn't be in, because it just doesn't make you happy. You know, it just doesn't make you smile. But you're in it. You're making that decision. And you're angry because you don't have enough money to do this or that. Yet, your mind is capable of creating anything, including money, and ways to earn it, ways to achieve it. You're angry about that, but all of these things you're angry about, you control. You are the driver. You are the builder and the breaker. Quote it on my book, The Words of My Soul Interactive, the poetry book, which, by the way, is available on Amazon. I think you should read it. Because I know what it feels like just to be angry, and you want to blame everyone, but you have to go to the mirror and you got to look at yourself and understand you are making the choices. You're flying the plane. You got to look in the mirror and first of all, don't be angry with yourself. Because everything that happened before you, before this moment, before the moment when you go and you look in the mirror, everything before this moment, it doesn't matter.
It's the decision you make today and moving forward. It's the choice you make that changes everything. It changes everything. Stop being angry and gravitate towards a higher frequency that is vibrant. It feels good. It makes you happy. It makes you smile. That's all you have to do. Make a decision to not be angry. So that job you don't want to go to, create a business that you can work for and work with and work at. Create that for yourself. That relationship that you shouldn't be in, remove it. Create new relationships that are aligned with your passion and purpose, that are on your same frequency. Why should you settle? Why? Think of all the possibilities. And that money that you couldn't seem to find, that you're just looking for, you're mad, you're angry because you don't have it to do the things that you like to do to fuel your dreams. Listen, once you leave that job and create that business, that comes. You got it. Because all your energy will go into creating new relationships that will help your business thrive. You will impact the lives of others that you could not reach before. Stop being angry and just start living the life you desire. Be the person you want to become. Be it now. Do the work now. Put it in now. Stop being angry. That's negative. You're being negative. You're spreading negativity. Don't do that. Come out of your cocoon today and fly. Fly. That is my download for today, and I hope that reached you. I hope you understood what I said and why I said it to you. Speaking to you. Go look in the mirror. Thoroughly reevaluate your decision making, your choices, and make better ones. Starting today. Do it today. On that note, I'm out. Hey, Purple Loves. I just wanted to give you a reminder to subscribe, turn on notifications, and leave a comment so I can acknowledge you and continue to provide you with content that elevates your mind and stimulates your energy. Also, please visit my website at www.thewordsofmysoul.com and fill out your name and email address so you can be updated on free products, contests, and new content from The Words of My Soul before anyone else that's not subscribed. Thank you for listening. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. So I am sitting here in nature, and this is one of my confessions that I had to face. And I realized that I fear
what people might think if they really knew all of the things that I could do. And if I really just put all of those things out into the world, from creating characters and just coming up with random songs, the writing, just my creative process and consulting abilities, what would they think, you know, about my innate gifts? You know, would they be accepted? And what would they say if it's something that's, you know, not from here? Because I'm really not from here. And I realized that in order for me to proceed forward, I have to face that fear. So I have to do something that I haven't necessarily done in the public eye. You know, maybe my closest friends, you know, maybe my king has seen some goofy things. But where it matters, where it impacts the most people, is if I take my gifts and I share them with the world, you know, because that's what they're here for. That's what my purpose is, to give back to the world, to put love and light back into the world. And I'm full of love and light. So I decided to have one of my creative, goofy moments with you. And this is what you're about to hear. So welcome to my world. Welcome to me being me. Welcome to just the creative concept of just being yourself, you know. And I say creative concept because we all have this level of creativity within us. And if we truly expanded on it, where would our lives take us? You know, why would there be a need for so much turmoil in our world? Like, why would we be fighting if we could use our creativity for something full of love and light? So, because I don't really get to see a lot of that in this world, I just see a lot of pain and a lot of suffering. I said, well, I'm going to put that back in and show people that I am not afraid, you know, to just be creative. I am not afraid of my gifts. I am not afraid to put myself out there. I am not afraid to make sure that I stay on the path and make the right decisions to fulfill my family, to sustain our future. So, here we go.
Someone asked me, why do you not record in a studio? I said, because I have to get the means to do so. I thought that was such a silly question because I don't come from a place of without. I always know that my goals, whatever I need, is achievable only if I discover what I need to do to get it. It is always there. So, I said I have to get the means to go to the studio and update my equipment and do wonderful things, wonderful, amazing things in this world. And so, it costs me nothing to sit outside on my balcony and with my cup of tea and say the words from the universe, because it gives life into what I need. I speak about what I want for you and, you know, for the world. And, well, nature is good to me, so I speak to the world utilizing nature about many topics, and I try different accents. Maybe I didn't try before. And this one may not sound so good, I don't know. But it is art, and it is a part of me in my writing, my creative writing, in this voice that maybe someone will like for a movie or film. Well, Anyway, if you're still listening to this that I just made up on my balcony in nature and you found it amusing, I've got so much more.
Guys, do not forget to subscribe. I don't know if you I don't know if you stuck around for that nonsense that I created, but if you enjoyed it, then thank you. And there's plenty more. I like to just live and be free and do what comes to me. And sometimes it's a silly moment that I could visualize in a movie, a film, just a character in something, because she was so annoying to me, but I wanted to try it and I did. And that's all I can ask out of myself. You know, creativity is definitely here to stay. And I feel like if you use it in the right way, in a positive way that inspires, it educates and entertains people, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And now I am like very peaceful that I know that I'm doing what I am supposed to. And I know my vibe will find my tribe. Please follow me on all platforms. Make sure you subscribe, comment. I'd love to hear your feedback. If you want me to do some crazy titles or characters, I customize poetry. I do a lot. So just, you know, let me know, you know, how I can help you. And I hope you guys have a great day. And on that note, I'm out. I'm gonna call this creative therapy, her confessions, because that's what it feels like as I am laying down on my back and just letting my body relax while I get the information I need to make this transition. So currently, the status that I'm in, it's 2022, November 30th, and I was just reflecting on my life and realizing that I've reached a crossroads and I could either continue to go where I've always gone, on the path I've always been on, or I could venture off into the unknown on a path much different than the path I have been on. I was unhappy with the direction my life was heading in. So I said, okay, today is November 30th. You've got 1 month before a brand new year starts, and you have 31 days to show me something, and I'll show you everything. This was my higher self speaking to me. So perhaps I'll name this creative therapy, her higher self. That's a good name. Or back to confessions, because what I'm confessing about are the conversations I had with higher self. And I didn't listen. I did not listen to higher self at all. I didn't. So for December, I named it discipline in December, because that is what my higher self requires from me. It is a requirement in order for me to reach the next level. It is a requirement in order for me to change my financial circumstances. in order to transition into wealth, to achieve my why, to achieve my goals, to have my desired outcome in life. So I said, what areas do you want to focus on? I said, well, this area is an area that innately I have some ability, but I've never really taken it too seriously. Perhaps because it's a lot of work. But as I reflect on my childhood, I used to do this. I used to possess those skills. I worked really hard. Whether it was to play a role, whether it was to be in a talent show, whether it was to be the lead singer. I did that effortlessly, consistently, and I got what I wanted. As a child could think, as far as a child could think about what he or she wanted. So what is the problem now in adulthood, where I still want things, yet I'm not consistent? But I still want things. So I said, okay, in the morning, I want to be in silence. I want that time to be used to meditate, to stretch, to be one with the universe, to be grounded before the noise, before the phone calls, before the busy day. I want to start my days being grounded. In order to do that, I have to get up earlier. Discipline in December. I have to get up earlier. I said I wanted to dedicate anywhere from 4 to 6 hours per day on mastering a new craft, mastering a new gift that I was given, but had not learned the basic principles of it in order to keep it. I wanted to dedicate 4 to 6 hours on my purpose, my passion. Because you have to focus on your purpose and your passion. I need time for recreational. 2 to 4 hours and sleep. Discipline in December. If I wanted things, I had to remember what it takes to keep, maintain, acquire, possess, achieve those things. Consistency. Discipline in December. So tomorrow I start. And you should hear about it or see it in some way, shape, or form, starting tomorrow, discipline in December. Let's get ready for a very prosperous 2023. Let's get ready for some new ideas, some new inspiration, some new drive, some new power, some new fuel behind that passion you have. Let's get ready for it. Because 2023 is coming, guys. It's coming. It's coming. And on that note, I'm out.
As I comb my hair, I think of you. I think about how I could have had you right here, right now. If only I knew who I was then, instead of waiting to learn who I am now. I would not have gone through the displeasure of waiting until you returned to hold me again. But I also think about the lessons I would not have learned. I would stay in class just to learn from you, just to be a student for you. As I comb my hair and get ready to do nothing and go nowhere, I can vow to you that I will always be the goddess you need, and you will always be the king I follow. As I comb my hair, I think of you.
I hope you enjoyed this poem given to you by the Words of My Soul podcast. Might it inspire you to follow, contribute, and tell everyone about your favorite creative healing podcast, The Words of My Soul. This is your host, Destiny Taylor, signing off. And on that note, I'm out.